Hello, it's Friday, June 14, and here are the week's news headlines from sunburylife.au. My name is Steve Hart. An LGBTIQA plus community working group is being formed with the backing of Hume City Council. Up to 10 people are now being sought to join the group. Once formed, its members will meet four times a year to advise council on issues faced by the rainbow community across the city. Sunbury local Susan Lodge, founder of the Sunbury and Surrounds LGBTIQ Social Club, told councillors on Monday that more needs to be done to support rainbow children because they experience poorer mental health outcomes than their peers. Sunbury has been named as a roadkill hotspot in a report published by insurer AAMI. The town comes top in a list of five Victorian districts that include Gisborne, Heathcote and Craigieburn. The insurer says September is the worst month for cars to collide with animals on the roads, adding that Saturdays between 8 p.m. and midnight is the time most animal injuries happen on the roads. The car most often involved, says the insurer, are Holden Commodores. Local elections for Hume City Council take place in October, so if you're thinking about standing as a candidate, then now is the time to get going. Nominations to go on the ballot paper must be submitted by Tuesday, 17 September. Visit the Hume City Council website for more information. And Hume City Council staff are to monitor the water quality at Spavin Lake after water quality warning signs were erected during the summer. A council spokesperson says the size of the lake makes aeration and recycling of the water impractical, and that the lake's artificially constructed islands disrupt the flow of water around the lake. Spavin Lake covers 3.4 hectares and normally contains around 44 million litres of water. That's enough for almost 18 Olympic swimming pools. On to the What's On section now, and you can ride a miniature train at Buller Hill Railway Sunday, June 16, 11 a.m. until 3:45 p.m. You'll find the track at Green Street in Buller. Rug up and enjoy a ride on a miniature train. Tickets are $5, free entry, and there's plenty of parking. If you're in the garden this weekend, there's a free mulching day being run by the council, also on Sunday, June 16, 10 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Take your fresh-cut garden branches to the Sunbury Parks and Services Depot at McDougall Road. And an event for parents and carers is taking place Tuesday, 18 June. What's Going On With Boys is being held at the Global Learning Centre, Sunbury, 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. And kids can have fun at the Game Zone. It's for 12 to 18-year-olds, being held Wednesday, June 19, at the Sunbury Youth Centre, Evans Street. That's being held between 3:30 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. And on Saturday, June 22, it's the Home and Garden Expo at the Global Learning Centre, Macedon Street, 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Support Sunbury businesses. Go along and see what they've got to offer. That's the Home and Garden Expo at the Global Learning Centre, Saturday, June 22. And that's your news for this week. I'll be on Sunbury Radio Sunday evening starting at 6 p.m. playing the week's new jazz releases. Meanwhile, keep up to date at sunburylife.au for all your local news and events. And if you have news to share, then do let us know, because if it matters to Sunbury, it matters to us. My name is Steve Hart. Have yourself a great week.